Welcome to Test All Things. Test All Things is an outreach of Tower to Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Fran Sankey. You can find us on the web at towertotruth.net. Test All Things is a Bible discernment, evangelistic program dedicated to creating an awareness of and biblical answers to false religious teachings opposing Christianity today. Last week, we talked about the need for Bible discernment and the importance of teaching good doctrine today in the church. Unfortunately, most of the modern church is more interested in unity and tolerance than it is with doctrinal integrity. The results? Homosexuality accepted as normal behavior within the churches? God redefined to fit into your personal preferences? Felt needs more important than spiritual needs? And a church filled with Christians tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine and the cunning of man? Today, we're going to spend some time talking about judging. To judge or not to judge. If doctrine is bad, if it's a bad word today, judgment is even worse. The most famous verse in the Bible doesn't seem to be John 3:16 anymore, but Matthew 7:1, which is, "Judge not, lest ye be judged." Ministries like this one are all too often scorned by people as heresy hunters, intolerant, and people going around judging others. No one today wants to be told that their beliefs and the way they live their life is wrong, so they often hide behind this verse as a spiritual shield to ward off anyone who would dare challenge them. Well, some questions for you to start. Can we judge? If so, what can we judge? What can we not judge? When is it appropriate to pass a judgment, or is it always wrong? Is judgment something that is left alone to God? Is it a sin to make a judgment? Well, I'll try to answer these questions today. I'll be talking a bit about some of the information presented in Erwin Lutzer's book called Who Are You to Judge, plus adding some of my own information. First, what is judgment? Well, according to the American Heritage Dictionary, judgment means a bunch of things. Here's a few. The mental ability to perceive and distinguish the relation between two objects. The capacity to form an opinion by distinguishing and evaluating. The capacity to make sound and reasonable decisions, good sense, discernment. It can also mean a discriminating or authoritative appraisal or opinion, a rough guess or estimation, a formal decision as of an arbitrator. Was there anything bad in there? Did the dictionary call the word judgment a heinous act leading to the destruction of society? No. Yes, it did use the word discrimination, but discrimination, although it can mean prejudice, it can also mean just to make a distinction and discernment. Now, to be fair, judgment, especially in the biblical sense, can also mean condemnation. So that means we can always judge, and it's always okay to do so as long as we don't condemn, right? Yes and no. Oh man, we're not getting anywhere today. Let's see. Let's read through Matthew 7 a bit. And look at most people's favorite scripture. I'll be reading it from the New King James Version. Jesus said, "Judge not, that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you." Okay, what do we have so far? So far, Jesus is saying that if we judge someone, for whatever reason, we'll be judged by the same standard. You know, our sin looks so much worse on other people. When we do it, it's not that bad, but when she does it, oh, did you know Mary told Karen a lie? Fine Christian she is. Did you hear Frank was caught looking at a porn magazine? I would never do that. Watch out. With the same measure you judge, you're accountable to that standard. Romans 2:1 says, "Therefore you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are who judge. For in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself, for you who judge practice the same thing." Back to Matthew 7, Jesus went on to say, "And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove the speck from your eye,' and look, a plank is in your own eye? Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." Ah, I think the context of this verse makes it clear what type of judgment Jesus is forbidding. Did you catch it? It's hypocritical judgment. A hypocrite is one who passes judgment on an issue but does the same thing. Yeah, Mary told a lie. Do you ever tell a lie? Ever? Okay, Frank looked at some pornography. It was wrong. Do you ever look at a woman with lust? then you committed the same sin, because according to Jesus, if you look with lust, you already committed adultery in your heart. Busted. So that's number one. The text isn't saying not to judge at all, but to not judge hypocritically, and also that you'll be judged with the same standard as you judge. Just in case I haven't convinced you yet that we are allowed to make judgments, let's read the very next verse in Matthew 7, which is verse 6. Jesus said, "Do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you in pieces." Wait a minute, Jesus. You're judging people. You're telling us not to judge, but then saying not to cast our pearls before pigs and give what is holy to dogs. But how can we know who the pigs and the dogs are unless we first make a judgment? How about verse 15 of chapter 7? "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves." How can we know who the false prophets are unless we again judge them? Clearly, Jesus is not saying we can never judge. It's hypocritical judgment he's warning us about. If you think about it, we make all sorts of judgments all the time. Well, I think candidate A will be better for the position. Candidate B seems unorganized and undependable. He got here 15 minutes late and never even called. She looks like a tramp. Look at her skirt. Stay away from her, girls. Oh, I better not park here. It's getting dark and there's some pretty sleazy-looking characters hanging out by the 7-Eleven. You just made a judgment. Check out these verses from 1 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. "But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things." 5:12, chapter 5, verse 12. "For what have I to do with judging those who are also outside?" Speaking of the church. "Do you not judge those who are inside?" Chapter 6, verse 2 and 3. "Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world will be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Do you not know that we shall judge angels? How much more things pertaining to this life?" Okay, so I think I answered the question of whether or not we can judge. What are some things we can judge and some things we can't judge? Well, you know, it can get pretty hairy, but here are some principles. Number one, judge facts, not presumptions. As the host of this radio show, I have a great responsibility to verify the information I publicly speak on. There's quite a bit of info that I leave out of my teaching because I'm not 100% sure it's accurate. There's a good reason why the Bible says not to receive an accusation against an elder except from two or three witnesses. Think about it. How many people have had their name slandered because of a hasty, unverified accusation? How many ministries and pastors have suffered because of an unwarranted and unproven charge turned into gossip? So if you judge, get your facts straight. Don't presume. It's best to ask questions. Look for concrete evidence. Approach the person yourself and question them on the issue before you go public with it, if at all possible. Number two, judge words and judge actions, not motives. Only God knows the motives of someone's heart. I heard a person say that Joel Osteen is in it for the money. You know, I can't say that. I don't have all the information, and even if I had more, I don't know his heart. I don't know his motives. Now, I can judge Joel Osteen's message. I can judge his positive thinking word faith gospel and say it deviates from the gospel of Jesus Christ. I can judge the doctrine of Mormonism and say that when compared with the Bible, it's heretical. But I can't say that Mormons are evil people with an agenda to plunge the world into the pit of hell, or that they all desire to take over the churches of America. You can judge a pastor's action if he runs off with a church secretary, leaving his wife in the dust, but you can't judge the secret things of his heart. So, judge what you can see, not what you can't see. God will judge the secret things of everyone's heart. Only he knows all things that are hidden. When Jesus said to beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, he gave us a way to identify them. He said, "You will know them by their fruits." So be a fruit inspector. Inspect fruit, inspect words, not hearts and motives. Number three, make temporal, not eternal judgments. You see all those kids smoking dope? They're all going to hell. You see that preacher on TBN? He's going to be damned by God someday. You know, we can't say that. We can say that if those kids continue in the pattern of life that they're in, they're headed for eternal punishment. We can say that the Jehovah's Witnesses are in danger of eternal torment unless they repent of their false teachings about God and Jesus, but we can't condemn anyone as far as eternal matters are concerned. However, we can expose, rebuke, and warn them based on the Bible that they're on the path of destruction leading to hell and need to repent. Number four, and this is a big one. Judge biblical issues, not preferences. Romans 14:1 says, "Receive one who is weak in the faith, but not to disputes over doubtful things." There are things we can always judge. Adultery is always wrong. Theft is always wrong. Lying, drunkenness, etc. But some things are not necessarily wrong, but can be dicey. Erwin Lutzer says, "We have no right to judge others in matters of conscience where there is a latitude of conduct or belief. Some things might not be permissible for me, but might be permissible for you." What are some of these things? Drinking alcohol. Not drunkenness, but a glass of wine, perhaps, maybe a beer at the ball game. Dancing, playing cards, going to movies, types of clothing, types of music. Big one. I remember a story of a pastor's conference in Europe. All the Americans were shocked when the European pastors drank alcohol, but the Europeans were shocked when the American pastors drank coffee. When it comes to disputable matters, culture is often involved. So is upbringing, past sins, personal struggles. You know, it might be okay for a Christian to have a beer, but for someone who got saved out of alcohol abuse, drinking is clearly wrong for him. Now, we do have a responsibility to stop our behavior and choose not to exercise our liberty if we're causing a brother to stumble in his faith. If you know your friend struggles with movies and sexual images on TV, don't put the TV on when he comes over. If he struggles with alcohol, leave the wine in the cabinet that day. It might be okay to have a beer at the ball game, but not if you're at the game with the youth group from church. Sometimes it just takes common sense to figure things out. So when we judge, we should try not to judge disputable matters, but judge those things that we're able to point to a scripture about or have a clear biblical principle that's being violated. Also, make sure when you judge, you do so with love, you do so with grace, because you might just need that for yourself someday. If you're interested in a copy of today's message, you can have a CD for free if you contact me by email or phone. My email is help@towertotruth.net. My phone number is 610-513-5525. That's 610-513-5525. For more info on cults, our website again is towertotruth.net. If you'd like to receive our newsletter, you can email us again at help@towertotruth.net. We're also available to teach on cults and Bible discernment at your church, Sunday school, upcoming retreat, or Bible study. Don't miss us again next week when I interview an ex-Roman Catholic about the Mary of Catholicism. It's going to be a hot one, so check it out. And remember, don't just believe everything you hear, but test all things.